You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Is it okay that I'm playing this? I feel like it's October 1st, so I can mix some of this in, right?
Sure. I mean,
I'm doing it. I mean, it's
'tis the month. I saw that AMC is starting something like 680 hours of like their Fear Fest, I think they call it.
Oh yeah.
They have like over 100 different shows and movies that they're going to play for the entire month to get people
great.
In the mood.
I'm not a big fan of those movies, but I love it when that happens this time of year. Kind of just sets
scared,
the mood.
Don't you?
Yeah, I do get scared. Those violent movies are not for me, but we've been trying to decide, you know, what the kids are actually going to be for Halloween. We're like, oh my God, it's crunch time. We got to get on this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's, I think Lila's going to be a unicorn. Woo.
Okay.
I don't know what Reed's going to be yet. I don't know. He's kind of at that age where it's kind of into it, kind of not. So
yeah,
might be something homemade this year.
He's into bugs. Have him be some sort of bug.
Hey, I'm a bug.
So day before yesterday, we had a phone conversation with a really interesting caller. Where's my sheet? Because we should probably identify her by name. Did I screw this up?
You had like
here it is,
like
Chantel.
Okay, Chantel.
Chantel. Chantel was talking to us about how she'd been married for 10 years and she kept coming back and saying, I wasn't good wifey material. That was the term she used. I wasn't good wifey material. And I remember us talking about this many years ago on the show, the whole question of what makes good hubby material, what makes good wifey material. Because Chantel is saying, that wasn't it. She goes, and I never plan on getting, didn't she say she never plans on getting married again?
Ever again. She wasn't a good wife.
She's 33 years old. She says, that's it.
I'm not good at it. I can't do
it. I don't have what it takes to be a good wife.
I'm
going to
focus on my business instead.
So now there are many times that we do segments on this show where, like an hour from now, when we do it's going to be funny. We're going to be laughing about the stuff that people submit in an hour. But also every once in a while we stumble across a topic that's not a, hey, call us and tell us what this person should do. Instead, it's more of, giving you a chance to process something. And we still open the phone lines because, hey, like Chantel, you might have a few thoughts over good wifey material, good hubby material. Mm-hmm. What do those mean? Can I read one note we got from Abby? She's
Please.
A Mindbender Club member. She heard us talking about this. And she says, and it's a little lengthy, but I think it might spark some people who want to call in and talk about this.
Gather around, everybody. Gather around. Grab
this
a place on the rug, on the carpet.
Abby, I'm guessing she's an Abigail. She goes, I heard your announcement about what makes good wifey material, and I've been thinking about it. I was married for 4 years and thought I was great wifey material. At least I tried to be and was always trying to live up to the ideal until he walked in one day out of the blue, said he was no longer in love, wanted to be single again. She writes, I spent a full year in complete depression, wondering what I'd done wrong, how I could have been a better wife, until I finally woke up one day and realized that it doesn't matter what my definition of a good wife is. The question is whether or not it matches up with what my partner works best with. My ex and I apparently did not work well together. She writes, I'm now 44 years old. I've been remarried for 8 years to a guy who is so easy to be in a relationship with. I'm totally myself, in all caps, these days. Not some imagined version of what a good wife should be. And I can tell he doesn't play that game either, worrying about what a good husband should be. Because what we think is good might be horrible for someone else. All you can do is be true to yourself and wait for the person who fits together with that like a puzzle piece. Believe me, it saves a lot of brain damage and makes your relationship better for you and them. And then I'm going to read the self-serving part at the end just because it made me go, aw. She wrote, thank you for always giving us great things to think about on your show. I love the mix, of humor
Hey-o.
With real life. Love my boys.
Oh, we love you too.
That's Abby? From Abby.
Abby.
So now, that's an
interesting
the first
thought. Guy, she was married, right? The first guy? Is that what
she was married to him for 4 years, and he walked in and said, eh, I want to be single again. And she said she was doing everything in her mind to be a good spouse. Hmm.
Didn't she know this going in, though? Like, didn't she know how it was going to be? Like,
well, she said it was
kind
of
worked this stuff out. Oh, okay. So I feel like you kind of work this stuff out when you're dating and, like, you're engaged for a year, you know, which is like, hey, we're fake married. That you kind of, you know, you kind of figure out how things are going to kind of be. So for him to be out of the blue, that's crazy. That's weird.
Well, I think her point is that no matter what in your mind you're doing to be a good husband or to be a good wife, it all comes down to the other person. Because you might be the greatest husband or the greatest wife as you define it, but it doesn't work for that person. And I think that is a great point. And
I'm trying to process
this. So I don't know.
This.
We could try to compile a list. What makes a good husband and a good wife?
Well, but I just happen to have a 15 signs your partner is marriage material sitting here.
I wouldn't mind hearing
it. If we want to roll into a few of these.
Well, I wouldn't mind hearing it because here you look at it through this filter.
See if you can check some of these off.
Well, look at it this way through this filter. As you read these off and try to imagine whether or not there are people out there who wouldn't like that. Right? Because there's some people who like coffee and who don't like coffee.
Well, then there's 15 of these. It's like, how many of them do you have to match up on to make it work? I mean, can you knock out 6 of these and things will be going fine?
Do you need to be more than half? 15's a lot. You have to get at least 8?
I think maybe at least half.
Go ahead, give me the
list. I'll give you a few of them. They're emotionally available.
That's a good one.
Whatever that means.
Because I've been asked.
They're not
that
thinking
before.
About other people or. You
well,
know.
They're just ready to be in a committed relationship.
They're emotionally kind of all in for this. They're ready to settle down and move on with their life.
That's a good one.
I like number 2. They have a decent sense of humor.
I love that one.
You can laugh about things
everybody.
In your life. It is so not for everybody. I know
Look
this firsthand.
Look at the
firsthand.
Number of people who write to us who you can tell have zero sense of humor.
Oh. Those people. And then, but yet I'm on the other end of things where I have too much of a sense of humor, and my wife has actually had to sit me down and say, you need to be serious during this conversation.
She wants you to ratchet it back a little.
Stop being goofy right now, like ratchet it back. So, but that's okay. That's okay.
Two good ones.
Their relationship history is civil.
Yeah, that's
I would say you fall into that because you're, like you said, you're friends.
I get along with all my exes.
You get along so you can get along
when
with your get along.
When I say all my exes, people, I'm talking about girlfriends as well.
40, 50, 60 of them.
Not all ex-spouses, but even ex-girlfriends. There's only one or two that I don't get along with.
That are monsters. They can handle conflict.
One was impossible.
Number 4 is they can handle conflict reasonably. That one sounds deep. They're self-sufficient. It's important that someone be able to take care of themselves emotionally and physically. If they can't, they will never be able to provide the support that you need to provide when that is called for. Whatever. They make you want to be better. That one's big. I like that. It's like you're living with your own personal cheerleader. You make me want to be better. I like that a lot.
You make me want to be a better man.
I'm a huge fan of that. I'm constantly rooting Nick Nack on, and she's also doing the same for me. And I think that's huge. Number 7, they treat others well.
Yeah, it's kindness.
All right, that's like a general, huh? Oh, here's number 8. You're compatible sexually.
Yeah, I always laugh at the people who say, well, that's a shallow thing. I'm like,
that's a big deal.
You are someone who's going to be single before you know it, because that's more important than anything.
Number 9, they follow through, whatever that means. Number 10, they come
to
you.
Wait a minute, slow down.
Well, they follow through.
You don't
like
number
what?
9?
Yeah, number 9's fine.
All right, go ahead.
Like, I am so deep into marriage. Like, that, when they follow through, I'm like, okay, you said you're going to go get bread at the grocery store. Did you get it? Like, I guess that falls into it. I mean,
I think it's a little bit more complex. Than going
I'm
and
sure
getting
it
a
is,
bread.
But again, I am so far deep into marriage that this is like, okay, great. You said you'd pick her up from piano lessons, did you? Yeah, I did. Hey, success.
It might be more of a bigger picture thing.
Absolutely. Okay. They come to you when they need help.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because, okay, I know that would take too long to talk about.
It's like when I dropped the bottle of vinegar on the floor the other night and it smashed everywhere, and I said, help, help, get a towel. Nick Nack came running with towels.
Oh, I'm
this
still
is
thinking,
why it's working.
I'm still thinking bigger picture.
No, this is, it's the small stuff that's the glue, Dom.
Well, it's both, let's say.
It's funny. You look at the little things like picking up the loaf of bread or cleaning up the dropped bottle.
But it's all these little things that create the big lifespan of marriage.
All right.
So, get it? You have mostly similar values. Mostly similar values. I get that. All right.
Okay.
Number 12, you're okay with change.
Would you make that
huge.
One a deal breaker?
Similar values? Yeah, in some cases, yeah, it would be. Absolutely.
Huh.
Yeah, it depends. There's various things. They're okay with change. Marriage is constantly changing and evolving. You definitely want somebody who's okay with change.
Yeah, but sometimes you won't know that about a person until you're with them for years.
Until you're in it, yeah. 13, they do what they can to make your life easier.
I don't need that. What else?
Yeah. They like your friends is 14.
I don't need that.
I kind of need that.
I don't need that.
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm saying. People are different, and what's important to you is not important to me. And mm-hmm. so somebody's trying so hard to like get along with my friends. I'm like, I don't care if you get along with my friends or not. They're my friends.
Right. Number 15, we'll give you the last one. They can keep their cool in a crisis. Okay, you kind of want somebody level-headed and not somebody that doesn't blow up.
I want to think that 7 or 8 of these were actually pretty good, and the others were like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I know, they're kind of so-so, huh?
Now we're getting to the point where now you're just trying to
this
put the cherry
stupid.
On top. You know, but as far, no, because I think half of them were
some
legit.
Of them are really good, actually.
And the others are just trying to go for perfection.
Yeah.
So. Which is should be number 16 on the list. They don't need everything to be perfect.
But again, nobody is going to complete all 15 of these. If you knock out 6, 7, 8, I think you're doing pretty darn good.
Yeah, try to get to 8. Try to get more than half.
Yeah.
And good luck.